Hello, and thanks for listening again today to a short Bible message. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. This week we're talking about being prepared for the day when Jesus returns. We don't know exactly when that day will be, much like we don't know exactly what day a baby will be born, and we don't know what day we'll die, but we know Jesus will come again someday, and we need to be spiritually prepared for that day. We've been reading from Matthew chapters 24 and 25. We've already seen how easy it would be to be unprepared for Jesus' return. All we have to do is ignore it and act like it won't happen. But then we would miss heaven. And if we miss heaven, we've missed it all. Nothing we accomplish in our lives will seem important at the moment of His return. Nothing besides our relationship with God and our standing before God. We need to be prepared. As we continue reading in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus uses the example of a man who goes on a journey and leaves his servants in charge of his property. As we read these verses, think about what you're doing with the blessings and opportunities God has given you. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents. To another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant! You knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I had scattered no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. From Jesus' story here, he's showing us that God has high standards for us, his servants. We have been entrusted with opportunities to learn his words, to obey his words, and to share his words with others. How are we doing with that? Are we hiding our lights, or are we letting them shine at every opportunity? Will God be proud of the way we have used our opportunities and say, Enter into the joy of your master, well done? Each day we live, we can use for our master's glory, or we can waste it. We all have different abilities and different opportunities, but we each have a choice each day of how to use what we have, and we will each be judged by whether we make the most of our opportunities. If at the dawn of the early morning he shall call us one by one, when to the Lord we restore our talents, will he answer thee, Well done. God has given us this day. We need to be faithful in the way that we use our opportunities and our blessings. Let's make the most of it by living for Him. Thanks for listening today from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.